Guys, we're so excited to be with you once again here, making our way through a couple of just blessed days of broadcasting. So enjoyed having folks on with us, and we'll continue to have on through the two days of programming. Friends who partnered with us in the ministry from around the world, Bronwyn Scott being one of those. Our chairman of our international board has traveled with us extensively. You know, so many years ago, it was 1998 when we first took the ministry outside of the United States and had the privilege of meeting our brothers and sisters in Cape Town, South Africa. That was our first international step. We were still struggling with this vision ourselves, Bronwyn. What was it that made you stick around?
Well, Stan, as you know, I come from a theater background, and so I've done many presentations, and I was introduced to this ministry. But what struck me was, once you had explained the concept to me, I said, oh, so you send a team around the world. You said, no, we don't send a team around the world. We raise people up from the different communities, and we intend to take this ministry around the world. And that is why I'm here. You say I've traveled to Kenya with you and to India. It's that. Because every time I watch it, I mean, I know the play, and I watch it in Spanish, and I understand every single word because it's the same play, but it has the flavor of Central America, and it's ordinary folk. I go to the people, and I say, what do you do in your daily job? And they say to me, I cook. And here they are on the stage playing Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I see the confidence, and that is what the wonderful thing about this ministry is. It's not a professional team going around the world. It is raising up people in different communities to give them ability to believe in themselves, to do something beyond, to find a niche. That is what that's what excites me. Every time you say a different city, I get so excited to see what that city is going to produce, and that flavor, and those people that are going to be so excited to stand on that stage. And so, Stan, that is why, until God calls me, I'm going to be with this ministry, because that's what excites me, the community. The simple people who make differences in people's lives.